Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Nancy Mimlis, good evening, my dear.
Oh, hello.
Glad to see you back.
Lovely.
Mm. On Berg Vivant today.
Lovely to see you. I dropped my notes.
Oh, get those in check.
Well, it's impromptu, look.
Impromptu.
Yeah.
What are we chatting about?
We are reviewing CMU's The Full Monty.
Oh my, okay.
The Full Monty.
I recall this. There was a film of the same name.
There was a film in 1997. It was a British film set in Sheffield, England, starring the guy who plays Rumpelstiltskin in Once Upon a Time.
Wow, you've got your facts.
I know, because I love that movie. Now, and then it was on Broadway in 2000 with Patrick Wilson in the cast.
So which came first, the film or the musical?
You know, I think the film came first. Terrence McNally wrote the music, so I don't know that. I did not research that, but I know that it was on Broadway in 2000.
Okay.
I saw it with Patrick Wilson.
I think the film came first.
Yeah, no, the film came in 1997.
Okay, yeah.
So the film, but I don't know if there was a musical version of it first. But it was kind of cool to see, you know, I'd seen it with Patrick Wilson on Broadway playing Jerry, the lead, and now I saw it here. So it's all come full circle.
Directed by Patrick Wilson,
Associate Director Andrew Smith. And let's get all these people out. Choreographer Tomei Cousins. Mm. And I do want to say this, the crew, because the set was pretty CMU amazing. The scenic design was Lex Gernon, a lighting design Patrick Hayes, sound design Dan Meal, and the live orchestra was amazing. Music director Thomas Douglas. So lots of exciting things. I think for Patrick Wilson it was a great thing to come back to his alma mater mm-hmm. and do a show that he had a personal connection with. And it was very well directed. It was the first show I'd seen at CMU in a long time that was spot on, top notch, true to the script.
Hmm.
Nothing crazy outside the box, nothing cerebral where you're going, wow, I wonder what that really meant. Nope. Here's the story.
Straightforward theater.
Six unemployed steel workers, desperate for money, have no sense of dignity or self-esteem because they can't support their family. One guy gets the idea, hey, I just saw my wife and my girlfriend and all these people at this party, and there's a stripper. How hard could it be? Yuck, yuck, yuck. So they form this group, the six of them, and they are going to do a one-night-only striptease event. And then it sort of snowballs into, well, we'll full Monty it, which means total nudity. And I did research that, and it comes from the British slang meaning the works. And so clearly this is the works.
You know, I've always wondered about that, where that term came from.
Yeah, it's a British slang, and it's an element of missing one or appropriate. There's a long one, but I liked the definition, the works, because it's full nudity. So we're not going to discuss what happened. You're going to have to see that. But
yes,
let's point out some of the amazing performance. The six men, played by Michael Ledbetter as Dave, in a fat suit, a kind of fat, it's a curse word. Sounds like, no, I can't say it. So it's a fat suit, because that character has to be fat. That's the whole joke. He's like heavy, and he doesn't want to strip, but clearly that actor wasn't, so they had this fat suit on him, which was a fat suit. So he was played by Michael Ledbetter. The lead, Jerry, is played by Nick Sachs. Horse, which is the black man who sings Big Black Man.
Right? And his name is Horse?
The character's name is Horse. For reasons that you might think, but I'm not going to go into it. Yes. Avery Smith. Malcolm, played by Josh Grosso. And Ethan, played by Adam Stern Rand. Those are the six guys. And then they have, two of them have wives. Oh, and Harold, played by Chris Garber, who kind of looks like Victor Garber. I'm just saying. I don't know. They're related. They have wives, played by, oh my heck, Amanda Jerry and Erica Olson, who are kind of the wild, rambunctious. They're sort of like the dudes, you know. They're the ones who go to the strippers. They're like making the money because the men are unemployed and... So it's kind of revolt, role reversal. But, and it's just this heartwarming kind of story. It's very funny, but it's very, it has some really touching moments because these people really have nothing. They're, you know, the one guy who was the supervisor, he is getting everything, you know, repossessed, and they were living a really rich life, and now he's been unemployed, mm-hmm. and he's been lying to his wife saying he wasn't. Dave is... kind of lost his sense of manhood. He was the sole supporter, and now he can't get a job. Jerry's wants to do all this because he's losing custody of his son because his wife, he can't pay his wife the support. So everybody has these really real people life issues that they're fighting with, but of course they're learning to be strippers. So here's where the brilliance comes in. Tomi Cousins makes these men look, the choreographer, makes the men look like they could not dance to save their lives, and real, very real, hey, these guys can't dance, makes them look like that, so that at the end, when they get to the point where they're gonna be the strippers, you can see this evolve. They evolve, and it really looks like, hey, these guys learned how to dance, which is brilliant. Patrick Wilson's direction is great. I really it moved in a good pace. It had the touching, warm moments between Ethan and Malcolm when his mother dies. There's a lovely moment there. There's a couple of moments that are just perfect, like the set slide in and this backdrop. It looks like a factory. There's even a half car for the scene where he's trying to kill himself in the car. There's like the front of a car wheeled on stage. But here's my standout songs, because I know you're waiting for the standout songs. So here's my standout songs. My favorite song is You Walk With Me, which is a ballad between Malcolm and Ethan, where they're forming a relationship, these two guys. And it's also at the death of his mother's funeral. Beautiful. Best vocals in the show, those two. That was the best. The funniest song is clearly the song Big Ass Rock, because they're helping. It's sort of satirical look about committing suicide, because he tries to commit suicide in the car and they save him. And then they're like, you could do a big ass rock. You could do. And they're coming up with ways for him to kill himself, which is sort of funny. Kind of. The sentimental song for me was You Rule My World, which is sung by Harold and Dave as two husbands figuring out what to do. And then sort of a reprise of it is with the two wives trying to reconnect and tell them it's okay. Mm. They can be the leader of the relationship for a while. So that's a really beautiful moment. I said the orchestra. So here's the... you should see it. That's a must. You should definitely see it for a lot of reasons, which I can't really tell you. Don't ask the CMU engineering student sitting next to us, because he was overwhelmed, clearly. clearly overwhelmed. But CMU's The Full Monty is a crowd-pleasing, heartwarming, not holding anything back production. Check it out.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.